You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at King Edward School, which is the home for the blind cricket during the IBSA World Blind Games 2023. And I'm joined by Tom Lister, who is the coach for the men's blind cricket team for England. Tom, how does the team feel sort of coming into the games at the moment?
I think we're in a really good place at the moment. The lads have prepared really well over the kind of last 6 months for this competition. We've just had a couple of good days in Worcester in the lead up to this as well. So yeah, in a really good place.
And I think this is the first time that a lot of blind cricketers have had the opportunity to play cricket against each other, because obviously we had the pandemic and that stopped a lot of things. So it's a really good opportunity for people to play against each other for something that they haven't probably done for quite some time.
Yeah, it's probably been about 4 years for most of our team now in which they haven't played cricket. So this is just a great opportunity to get out and play against the best teams in the world. And the boys are really excited and chomping at the bit to get going.
And it's also good that I think it's the first time that the IBSA Games have included cricket as well, which is another great sort of opportunity to promote blind cricket.
It is, absolutely. And I think to be able to promote visually impaired cricket in our country is a massive positive. And I think we've said as a group, not only is our job to go win cricket matches, but to inspire a generation of cricketers as well to take part in the sport that we all love.
And you're fairly new to blind cricket, so I think you've been involved with the able-bodied women's cricket.
Yeah, that's right. So I work in the women's professional game with the South East Stars, and that's my day job, and I do this kind of around that. So it's been a really nice transition and been a really kind of humbling experience working with visually impaired cricketers.
And what sort of made you want to sort of get involved in blind cricket?
I think for me it was a case of having a new challenge as a coach, and I think it was also just a little bit about being able to give back to the sport that's given me a huge amount over the last 20 years of my career. So, and I feel that so far I've been able to do that, and I think the nice bit for me is that these players and visually impaired cricket's given more back to me than I've been able to give back to it at the moment, so I'm hoping to keep repaying that favour.
And how do you think the men's team is going to do in the games?
Listen, I think we've got a really good chance of getting to the final, and that's what we're aiming for. That's a lot of what we talk about at the moment as a group, but we know we've got some tough opposition and some very, very good teams coming up against us over the next week or so. So we're going to have to make sure we play our very best cricket, and we're going to just give it everything, give it 100% and make sure we entertain as well.
And it's going to be fantastic to have the final, and I think the semis at Edgbaston as well, which must be really good for the guys.
It's incredibly exciting, and I think that's going to be the little bit that drives the lads as well in these games, knowing that that's the kind of the carrot that's being dangled in front of them to play in an international stadium of that calibre. So yeah, they're really exciting.
Well, Tom, maybe we will see you again and speak to you again later in the week, and hopefully see the England blind men's cricket team at Edgbaston next weekend. And thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for having me. Lovely chatting.